G'day everyone, Shane Van Stein here with your monthly council update and via podcast, and it's great to be back on the show. So look, council this month has passed a number of interesting motions, but the first one of all is required by law. We are required to look at the number of wards, the number of councillors we have as a council here in the city of Greater Geraldton. Are we required to do that every 8 years? So as you may remember, back in 2011, the city amalgamated with the Shire of Mullewa. And as part of that, there was an agreement that for the 8 years in total, there'd be a number of councillors remain as part of a Mullewa ward. And that would go forward until 2019, and that coincides with this review date. So the city has just given intention to conduct a review. Now, what could come of that? Currently, there are seven wards with two councillors in them each, and myself as a popularly elected mayor. It may well be that people, the council and the public, decide that we don't want any wards. We don't want any wards at all. There may be fewer wards, more wards. Who knows? That's part of what the review will be. But also the number of councillors. 14 is the maximum amount of councillors you're allowed to have by law. And there's probably an appetite, I'd suggest, in the community and even probably amongst the councillors to reduce that number. We've required the staff to take cuts to their staffing levels at the city, and I think it would be incumbent upon the current council to also do the same. And it basically means a fair bit more work for the councils that remain, but it's an effort to reduce the burden of costs on ratepayers. So again, if currently a councillor gets remunerated to in the order of about $25,000 a year plus a $3,000 allowance. So for every councillor, if you're taking a bit of training, you're looking at about $30,000 a piece. So that's the sort of budget savings that could be in place. City's engaged a consultant to take a look at where they'll be. There's a number of options that has been put forward by the consultant. By redrawing the boundaries that we currently have in our wards to just better reflect the suburbs that we have, a couple of options have come forward. It is possible to have eight councillors plus myself, or 12 plus myself, or I shouldn't say myself, depending what the election will bring in 2019. And we're going to go to the public with a lot of workshops and online surveys. You'll start hearing about those in coming weeks. So we're going to have a consultation period of 10 weeks. This is required to be determined by March of next year. So hoping to by August to put something to council so we get ahead of the curve and we can, as a community, dictate to what that review will result in. Because if we don't do the decision, the state government will do it for us. So a big bit of discussions there with the community, and I look forward to having everyone's input into that. Another thing we've called for is the executive had put forward on Tuesday night at the last council meeting to discuss what the intended rates rise will be. The city continues to budget in a deficit position, whilst we have broke even in the budget last year, and it's looking like we'll break even again this year, but it's going to be tough. The city does need to look at ways to get its budget in the black. That is how we fund all the footpaths around the community. That is how we either pay down debts, how we build new shiny new things and replace those things that are old and decrepit. So the long-term financial plan indicates that we should be asking for a 3.5% rate rise. That notice of intention has gone out. We have given a notice of intention to keep the minimum rates the same. That is, those are on the minimum rate. That is currently set at $1,010. That hasn't moved now for the last 3 years, and the intention is to not lift that again. So freezing the lower end of the rate spectrum, that affects about 2,660 households in our city, which is of about 17,000 to 18,000 households. But it's a notice of intention only. The city can also go through and continue to cut services or cut staff and to try and find budget savings if that is the appetite. And we look forward to hearing from the community. This is an intention, so basically it's an expression of interest. Hearing from the community what they think an acceptable rate rise is. And if I'm to guess what an acceptable rate rise would be in the community, the answer would be there won't be one. So by all means, make a submission. We are doing this so that we can hear from everybody and better inform our budget. But of course, we do need to ensure our budget balance. So that's been a big focus of myself and this current council. And we did, again, return to surplus last year, but wafer thin, almost a rounding error. A real underlying surplus of about $145,000 on a budget that's a bit over $100 million a year is less than 0.1%. So it's a very small margin of error. And ideally, you'd probably be generating surpluses in the order of 5 to 10% of operating revenue into the future. to ensure that you have enough money set aside to fund those new and important things, or renew all those assets that you want to do. And look, part of those renewing assets, and I know I've spoken in these podcasts before about the need to make your CBD look nice, fixing up all the old footpaths, planting new trees, undergrounding the power on Durlacca Street and Cathedral Avenue, all those sorts of jobs that that are currently underway. And it's about making your town look neat and tidy, not just for our residents, because of course, if our residents think we have a beautiful, good-looking city, then the tourists will do so as well. And as I talk to tourists, it's important to know that on the 27th of May, we have a 737-800 being chartered by Broadwater Hotels, who'll be bringing as part of the Midwest Tourism Investment Summit. We have a lot of interest here in the city at the moment in growing our tourism assets. So what we need to do is bring those investors together to discuss how they see the future of tourism in Geraldton and what the city can do policy-wise. If there is anything we can do, perhaps it's how we can get out of the way to let them get on with the job of tourism. And I think that'll probably be a strong signal being sent by a lot of people. But also the state government needs to play a role as well in this, and indeed federal representation. So we're going to have a lot of people coming at this investment summit to have a look at what we can do. You know, this will include hotel developers, resort developers, cruise ship operators, tour operators, all those sorts of players that are really starting to get a high level of interest in Geraldton and here in the Midwest. So that jet's coming on the 27th of May with a summit on the 28th of May. It's going to be a very big time in the city. And we're going to showcase ourselves, and that is why we're flat out doing it at the moment. If you look around everywhere, we're still jokingly the town of Witches Hats and traffic control at the moment. We have works going on absolutely everywhere, from mowing our lawns and all our entrance statements. Not just for this summit, this will be an ongoing focus of this council. It's about having a town that, if you are proud about your town and the way it looks as a resident, makes it very easy to sell to the outside world. And I'm sure when a lot of these people come on this jet and as part of this tourism summit, they'll be taking a fresh look, as our slogan says, and looking in amazement at just how far it's come. I know every time I chat to someone that hasn't been here for 10 or 15 years, they are simply blown away. They just don't expect it. And if you look at what if in their last school holidays survey, had Geraldton as number 2 outside of Perth place to go for people in Western Australia to take their kids on the school holidays. That's probably a big reflection on the coming of age of Geraldton as a tourism destination. We have a lot to offer, but we're also getting that image. We're shaking that industrial, dirty, old image of old and becoming that vibrant coastal city that we all want to be, that we all know is here and are proud of. And we're second to see. And look, we're chasing down Busselton at the moment, and that's some pretty serious competition, but we can take them on. We have much more to offer on a much more year-round basis. So we'll continue that focus by doing things like the summits and, of course, the WOW Festival that was there in April. Bring people from all around the area, as well as our town, out to our foreshore to enjoy the wonderful things that are abound in our region. You know, making the most of the wind for kite flying, you know, listening to music down on the beach. All these activities. We're seeing the city rolling out the Sundays by the sea. And, of course, building up, already planning underway for the Sunshine Festival in the end of September and October. We want to be known as the regional events capital of Western Australia, and we're going out of our way to do that. You know, getting bands like the Veronicas to come play in Geraldton is big, but we'll continue planning into the future, see what other events we can do. We want to fill up our calendar. It's not just enough to have one or two events. You want to keep going year on year. Christmas on the Terrace, WOW Fest, Sunshine Festivals, all these events. But now, to the sporting clubs out there, and whether it be any sporting clubs, you know, the Australian Country Week Cricket Championships, all those carnivals, if people have got an idea that will bring people into our city to take a good look around and enjoy the wonderful things we have on offer, the city will be all ears. And those sorts of things cost money, of course, and I talk again to that notice of rates intention, but these things are expensive and they do need funding, and we get very generous corporate support from our community. But again, while we are entering budget deliberations as a city, we will be handing down our budget in June. We would like to hear feedback on the types of events and the types of activities that the community loves and sees and thinks we should have more of, or indeed less of, if that is their way inclined. But we need to get on to that. So speak again to your councillors. I'll probably be reminding you this every time you hear from me between now and June. It is budget time at the city, so by all means, get your submissions in and talk to us. And look, as well as going into our community and bringing people out there, council also resolved to send me off to Singapore for a week for the Investment Council Conference. We do have some significant investment in recent weeks and months by foreign interests in our city, acquiring different pieces of property around in order to do large projects. We are trying to attract, you know, more hotels and resorts and this sort of thing in our city. It's not enough just to say you've got one or two. We need to protect what we've got. What Geraldton sort of lacks, if you will, is that density of attraction, that density of accommodation, that density of activity in the CBD. So it's a scary thing to call out. If you build it, they will come. But there is an element of that too. I mean, you might see it often when you wonder why the KFC is next to the Hungry Jack's, next to the McDonald's, next to the Chicken Treat on the highway in Perth. Well, it's much the same principle when it comes to building a tourist town. You have to have a wide range of attractions and accommodation facilities and like inside the CBD. So I will be traveling to Singapore to talk to some of the investors that are currently invested in our city, as well as prospective and new investors out and about. And a big focus for a lot of those people is they're interested in what we're doing about the Abrolhos Islands. And that's not about selling the Abrolhos Islands or anything crazy like that, or indeed anything to the foreign interest. The Abrolhos Islands are the hook that will get people into our city. It's not about building big five-star resorts and casinos, of course, or anything silly like that on the islands. But if you have a viable and accessible Abrolhos Islands offshore, you'll be able to have a stronger and more vibrant tourism economy onshore here in the city of Greater Geraldton. You can't always get over there. It can be windy. It can be rainy. So what you need to do is ensure that your onshore facilities are first rate. And that's where a lot of the interest from investors is coming. That's why the Tourism Investment Summit is coming. If we can create the hook that is the Abrolhos Islands, make them accessible, that means some jetties, some onshore facilities to be able to take people out of the weather and, you know, go to the toilet and enjoy a cold drink and the like. If we're successful in doing that, just think of what the CBD and the city itself can become. People will say that you can only go to the Abrolhos Islands. The weather's not good for much more than a few months a year. Well, you know, Broome has cyclones and crocodiles and Irrigangi jellyfish everywhere. Gracetown has white pointer sharks. Cairns has cyclones all year round. And look at even our ski resorts. They only snows for a couple of months a year, and yet they have thriving tourism economy. So it's about ensuring that the islands are accessible just by day trip as well, not just about sticking people out on limestone rocks. In time, that will come and it will mature and will be an option. But look, let's just get ourselves focused on what it is to make Geraldton a wonderful city to live, which therefore makes it a wonderful city to visit. And the reason for visiting, if you're from outside, is not just our wonderful city, but our wonderful Abrolhos Islands. And that is yet another project that, as we move this forward, if we're successful with our various funding applications with the state and federal government, we will be publicly consulting yet again, bringing together the fishermen, the leaseholders, the aquaculture people, you know, tourism owners, the average mum and dad that might not have been able to get across the islands for it either being too hard logistically or unaffordable. So we'll be bringing them all together. That's another big part of our community consultation. So it's going to be a very big few months of consultation. If you want to have a word to council on the number of councillors or the number of wards or the way you even elected me as a mayor, perhaps you would rather just the councils make the decision if you are so inclined. That is all available to you. The rates intention, you know, where do you think rates should be? Should we be cutting costs? If so, where? We're all ears. Let's hear from you about that. Don't forget the Tourism Summit, 27th of May. The jet comes in for the 28th Summit to hear from all the main players in that game. And stay tuned for that Abrolhos Islands consultation process coming up too. A lot happening in the City of Greater Geraldton, and I look forward to sharing with you more the outcomes of those over the coming months.